What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome to You Can Sip With Us.
Hey.
Hurry up. Tell me.
Are you a cup deep?
I'm just barely starting.
Okay.
I'm not even a sip in.
I thought maybe that was a caffeinated intro.
No, I've got actually, in fact, I'm going to tell you about how not caffeinated I am. But it was going to be my rant. So no, I'm not caffeinated. I'm not anything.
Yeah.
I'm barely hanging on, although my energy doesn't seem that way.
Oh, your energy seems fine. Well, we'll see. No. Let's let the episode settle in, and then I'll decide.
Okay, but we were going to talk, because normally we catch call like right after her workday finishes. Like you finish your last meeting, and then we record.
Yep.
And so you're like task switching, which I've never really noticed before.
For one of our episodes, and then the other is more of a weekend vibe.
Well, I guess this one normally, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, the thing, which I never have like thought that energy was anything, but I felt like today when we came on, I'm like, whoa, she has a very relaxed, chill energy this morning.
It's very relaxed and it's very
like
chill.
I feel like... Whatever, man.
Well, yeah.
You know?
So let me set the scene for everyone.
Yeah.
I am about to hop on a flight to go get some sun and enjoy a girls' weekend.
Yeah.
I took the kids to school today, which normally Chris does like most all drop-offs and I do pickups. So it was like fun to like go do that and be part of
switcheroo.
That. And then a lot of things are breaking in my favor because we got coffees on the way back.
And did you go with Chris? The four of you got to do drop-off?
Yeah, we went.
Okay. There is something about I agree. It's normally one or the other, but when both of us get to go,
it's very fun.
I don't know why. It feels so fun.
So fun.
Yeah.
On the way back, we stopped by Pete's Coffee, and there's been somewhat of a mystery swirling around, which is, so we order mobile on Pete's, and I like a cappuccino. That's my go-to coffee order. That's my everyday-er. That's not the fun, you know, I shake it. Like, it's nothing fun. It's just straight cappuccino.
To the point.
I like it.
Yeah.
The issue with Pete's Coffee, we don't go there that often, but when you do mobile order, they have, if you put in cappuccino, good luck, there's 10 different kinds and it's not clear. It's, do you want the traditional cappuccino, the something cappuccino?
Oh God, yeah.
Like it's, how do you decide between cappuccino or traditional cappuccino?
Yeah, how do you?
So we've ordered mobile before and I see the mobile and I see one normal looking coffee, you know, and then I see one little teeny tiny like shot of coffee. You know, that's what normally happens is we somehow mess it up and I get this small teeny tiny thing when really I want just a regular,
just give me the
like with milk, like something that looks like the amount of a grande or something. So anyway, today we rolled the dice and tried a new one. And it's probably easier to go in there and just talk to them, but we're trying to do mobile and we got places to go and people to see. And so I closed my eyes and hit the order on another one. And what do you know? It came out perfect.
It was exactly what you needed. So do you remember what you hit so you could do this next time?
Yeah, I got to save it.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And then right before I hopped on, I was just sitting here doing a New York Times crossword.
Ooh.
So yeah, I can't imagine a more relaxed environment than start of the morning with a coffee, a New York Times crossword.
And your kid drop off.
Kid drop off. I washed my hair last night, but I haven't put any heat in it. So it's just beachy waves. It's just
vacation hair.
I'm showing up as I am.
Oh, as Taylor says, it was restored to his factory settings.
I'm in my factory settings right
now.
You're
in your factory settings.
Yes.
Feels nice. Yeah.
I also had, and we'll get to this later, I think I had a midlife crisis last night in the middle of the night.
Is that how those work? Just real quick? Just a little blip, middle of the night.
Okay, so it was not a midlife crisis. I had a moment last night. And I was just talking about it with Chris right before I came into my office and started doing this crossword. And we had like a really awesome 10-minute conversation.
Uh-huh.
And I want to talk to you about it as well. And we'll save that for later. Maybe that'll be my rave-ish.
Oh, okay.
But right. Okay, I think I saw, and I want to ask you how you are and talk about things, but I have this thing.
You said hit record. I have to ask you a question.
And I think I answered this, but I was stuck. But tell me what you think.
Okay.
Here's the hint. Mm. Leave out. It's a four-letter word that starts with O.
Omit.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, did you see that the New York Times has their beta launching some new game?
No.
I almost tell sent you. More. Well, I was about to send you. I did have the text message sent. It's called Strands.
Okay.
Okay. So the idea is there's just a whole bunch of letters all over the board. Okay. Okay. And they're right. The one I just showed Colleen the thing, but there's a theme. So today's theme is don't do it. Right. Okay. And then what you have to do is you like try to find words within this mix of letters, right? Okay. And you like drag around your finger to, if you find a word, if you get three words wrong, like it'll give you, then you get a hint. Okay. So that's what happened this morning. I found like glove and glue and hope or something like that. And it was like, okay. Nope, nope, nope. So then it gives me a hint and the hint is envy. It shows me the letters, right? Envy. So then I go, oh, don't do it. The theme is don't do it. Envy, that's a sin. I said, it's probably the seven deadly sins. Now, do you see that there's yellow all across?
Yeah.
So like that's called a spanogram when it touches two different sides of the puzzle. And that's the theme, right? So, okay. So then you go around, you look for all of the things. So I got envy. I got glutton. I got lust. I can't read what these are. Pride, wrath, whatever. And then the spanogram is cardinal sins. It's very fun. So let me, I'll text you my results.
Spanogram,
the yellow thing. I'll text you my results. So I used one hint today. Yesterday's theme was, so the spanogram was guacamole.
Oh.
And it said like the theme was like dip it or something like that. So then it was like lime, cilantro, garlic, you know, whatever. So you find those letters and you find the spanner. Anyway, it's not very challenging. I think connections is harder, I think. But I like it. It's a nice little amuse-bouche.
If y'all are on NYT Games yet,
yeah,
you're missing out. This is my favorite.
I've started wordling because I'm so addicted to these games.
Can I turn you on to another one then? Because I'm in on this. I'm in on anything NYT games.
Spelling Bee still is my nemesis. I can't get more than five words on the Spelling Bee and I can never get all of them.
Like you might have tried on a hard day.
I've tried like six times.
Okay. Well, maybe we pass on that one then.
Yeah. Just I don't know. Maybe I'll come back around.
Keep it fun. Well, I'm excited to play. Do you do the mini crossword?
No, because crosswords are also really hard for me. Crosswords are
so
really
Chris and I do. We do Wordle. We do the mini. We do the spelling bee together. So that's like throughout the day, him and I will find words, and we each we see who can get.
Oh, throughout
it's
the
called
day.
Like a panoranagram or something where you get all the
right
things,
and that one is and very hard.
It's hard, and we try and see who can get it first. You and I have our connections. I think I got Chris into connections, so that's cool. I just love it. I love having little mind games.
This is I'm trying to do the mini crossword right now.
Oh,
it's really hard.
Well, you get you know how you got better at connections?
Yeah,
like got better at connections.
Thinking.
You start to figure it out.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a system to it.
Yes.
The other one that's very easy is tiles. Sometimes I do that if I'm like just bored.
Yeah.
It's just matching pictures, basically.
Yeah.
Have you played it?
No. Yeah.
So it's just like basically if I've got 5 minutes to kill, I'll play tile. It's probably like meditative. It's not
a
challenge really, but it's a nice thing. So
I would like to think these things help our brains.
Well, it certainly is better than, is better than like waking up and you know, scrolling social. But what I was going to say, why I'm laughing is because I've been sleeping like a fucking murderer. Someone with a guilty conscience, someone that can't sleep. That's what I'm sleeping like. Someone that cannot sleep, right?
No.
So I have this whole system to get me to sleep. But lately what's happening is I'm waking up wide awake. So last night, I wear this ring every night, right? My sleep last night, when I go to check my score this morning and the night before as well, it's just counts as two naps. It's like, did you nap from 10:35 to 2:04 a.m.? And then I said, yeah, I guess. So I said, confirm. And then it was like, did you nap from 5:05 a.m. to 8:16? And I'm like, yeah, I guess. So that's like all I'm doing is just napping because then I'm up for 3 hours in the middle of the night from 2 to 5.
No,
the problem that I was giggling about is like, yeah, I'm sure it's better for my brain than scrolling. But like I wake up and sometimes I'm like, you wake up and you're like, do I have to pee? Am I still kind of hazy? Or you're like, fuck, now I'm awake. Like I'm awake, awake.
Right.
But then I think there's a new connection zone. I kind of
get the little itch.
So now I'm like excited. And then I get like at 2 a.m. in the morning, should I be getting my brain into gear?
I got the itch this morning. I had a rough night's sleep as well. I had the moment when I woke up and then I'll talk about that later where I was like, holy cow.
Yeah.
And then I went back to sleep and then Ellie was up really upset. And I went in with her for a little while. And that was actually for quite a while. She was upset for like an hour. And then by the time I got back into bed, I thought, well, I could just look at the connections.
You just take a pee. I'll just take a
gander. Then I quickly saw 2 of the 4.
Mm.
And then I'm like, I think I actually
see. You got the purple category first
today.
I'm
like, I think I see the purple.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had the other two. That I could have gone for, but I was like, I want to.
Did you choose empty? Was the other one that you, was that your first pick?
No, it was because it was a dreams. It was lucid dream.
American dream.
I picked like, maybe it was empty dream.
I think it was empty because
I picked clear.
Oh, a clear dream.
I don't know what it was, but there was one where it was like vivid or something where I was like, oh, is it like, maybe clear. I was thinking like, is that like vivid? Like of having a vivid dream is very clear. Anyway, I went for style points.
Oh, clear dream. Oh, that could be. Yeah, yeah.
I went for style points thinking like, ooh, baller. I'm going to get purple views. And then I missed it, but it said one away. So I was like, oh, I got it now.
You knew you were on the beat.
Yeah, yeah. I was on the beat, but but it was fun.
Guys, okay, so it is. It's great. Call's been talking about New York Times games for really since like the start of this podcast, I think, is when Wordle came. I don't know. It feels like back in your old house, I can remember you talking about like where we started the podcast.
Yeah.
And finally now I'm getting on board because they got some other stuff, you know.
They've leveled up though. I've only been a Wordler for so long. All this other stuff is new to me too. And it's very fun. And
it's very fun.
They've done a great job. They're doing good things over there.
Yeah.
Good for them too.
Right. Like, good for them.
Up and coming little company. Making it big.
Yeah. Maybe they'll make it. Maybe they'll survive. I also found this other webpage, connectionsunlimited.org, because so now I just like play when I'm out of connections, I just go and I play and you can choose easy, medium, hard. And they're like past New York Times games, I think, whatever. It's free. So, you know, sometimes I just do it over here too.
I remember I think I talked about it here. I found the Wordle archives. Whereas like this website that just has every Wordle that's ever been done.
Yeah.
And we were on vacation in Hawaii without kids. I think it was a baby moon and I found it. And I remember sitting on a beach chair in the shade for actual hours.
Yeah. Wordling.
And I think I've done every Wordle that's ever been done.
So let me also tell you.
It was a problem. Like I'm in Hawaii and I am just... I mean, it's a nice thing to do, but it did feel, this is hours just on my phone, but I'm like, I'm doing a puzzle. And if I was holding a book, I kept talking myself down from it, but I couldn't stop. I just couldn't stop.
So Wordle I've quit on so many times because I don't think I've ever, maybe 2 times, gotten the word without cheating.
Yeah.
And today I got the word without cheating and I felt victorious. Like
How do you cheat at Wordle?
I'll say like a word that if I know what it starts with or it ends with, whatever, I'll just like put in the letters that I know, a word with these 3 letters or a word with whatever starts with this and in contains, and I'll just like literally Google it and then it'll show me, you know, like, here's the 7 different words it could be. And then I just like,
use that.
Yeah. I just cheat.
So what I do is I start Wordle with the same 3 words that are different. And they have totally different letters.
Yeah. Oh, no matter what?
No matter what. So if I
get... Your first three guesses are always those three because
unless,
it shows...
Unless in the first two or even the first one, I get four at least, obviously, like matches. But one of the traps that you can run into is you think, oh, I got the first three letters and then you can bomb out because you just keep, you know...
Right.
Whereas
right.
if you get the full scope of like uncover as many letters with different words. So my first three letters are chump...
Oh, wow. That's roast, a good one.
Uh-huh. Roast and lined because it has all the vowels.
Lined?
L-I-N-E-D.
Uh-huh. Woo! Wow. Zers.
Yeah. You're getting a lot of good like letters that surface from those. So try, give that a try.
Lined and what?
Roast.
Roast. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What were you going to say before?
I don't know.
Okay. So yesterday we recorded and you're like, you came in Hot Mess Express, not Hot Mess Express, but you're like, I got to take a, your tummy was upset. Hadn't slept.
Yeah.
Things were off. Yeah. And then my wish for you was like, she's going to have a great night's sleep because typically after you have a bad night's sleep, you have a good night's sleep. Yeah. And I was like, oh, you're going to be feeling a lot better today when I see you next.
I mean, I do feel great. I feel like at some point I'm going to crash. What also happened was something that I'm not going to talk about here. I'll tell you about it. But something very scary happened yesterday. Like really scary. And so then I woke up in the middle of the night thinking about things. It ended up being fine, right? Like it worked out. But like there could have been a very dangerous or like someone could have gotten very, very hurt. And... like everything's fine, but it was one of those things where you wake up. It's like probably if you're almost in a car accident and you just think of all the way, like one little hair later, it could have gone so different or whatever. So then my brain started just going through all of that shit. Mm. And so then, I just didn't sleep. And I don't know why I don't feel miserable right now, but I'll just figure I'll have a nap maybe in the future. I don't know, but I'm feeling good right now. I'm just going to ride it as long as I can, you know, ride the high.
I think that's a good plan. I think that's a good plan. Okay.
Yeah. So
are you ready for some hot topics?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dang it. I was like,
what?
Because I knew you were going to talk to me about J-Lo. And
let's
start. I had a very small window because we recorded Patreon yesterday. And I said, I got to watch that. And then I was like, well, I got to go to bed early tonight. So, you know, I went to bed at like 9 or whatever. Didn't want. And then I thought in the middle of the night, well, you're wide awake. Maybe you should watch the J-Lo thing. And I thought, but the point is to go back to sleep. And maybe you shouldn't watch the J-Lo thing because that's going to stimulate you. So anyway, I have not seen it. But let's talk about it and see what your
thoughts are. We'll start it here and then we'll finish it over on Patreon after you've had a chance to watch it. Patreon, patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us. That's where you get Friday episodes of your favorite podcast. Okay. So first of all, you talked to me about this over on Patreon and then I thought I got it, but it was still pretty muddy because there's a lot of projects and that's my one thing. Like I'm not a PR expert, but everybody's kind of confused, it feels like, with this. So J-Lo has released three projects.
Oh, three?
One is the album. One is the musical album, This Is Me Now, which I've listened to half of it. And then the other is a like musical movie version of that album. It's also called This Is Me Now.
Right.
The third is a documentary that is a like behind the scenes of making this, the musical part of it. And that is called The Greatest Love Story Never Told.
And the This Is Me Now movie, she produced and funded $20 million of her own dollars, right?
Yes. So, and that's what happened. Like, they talk about that. It unfolds in the documentary, which is pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
So the documentary shows J-Lo in her day-to-day life and taking on this project. Like, it's very clear in the documentary that the music part is done. The album is done. Mm-hmm. And that she has this pull to want to create, like, the visual musical production of it.
Yeah.
And she talks about the pull behind that of like, wanting to express herself and all of these things, and that she doesn't care what people think about it. It's like, as an artist, she needs to make it. And then a lot of people are telling her that she shouldn't, that it's like better to just not, you know, all these things, right. And that it's not going to be received well, and these kinds of things don't do well. And she's like, yeah, I don't care.
Mm.
Well, what's interesting is it looks like she had a deal for like millions from some street. They don't say who, but then they pulled out. And she's like, I've never had that where something's been done. Sounds like contracts and everything. And they dropped it. There's like, sorry, you know. So she believed in the project so much that she put up her own money for it to get it done. And then they talk about a lot, that comes up a lot, of like, she's running a tight ship with budget because she's like, this is my money.
Right.
And it's kind of funny sometimes, and then also kind of not. There was one meeting where they're like, we're over budget and this is going to be over budget. And she's like, well, no, this is my expectation. And it sounds like you have more work to do for your job to keep that within budget. And I was like, whoa, like this is business happening. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. But they were over budget. And I think her people were also very strong and like, well, we should adjust expectation. Like there was some good back and forth. I loved watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the business part elements of it and seeing her in action and her team in action and the like creative minds around it. And so they go through the like the making of this whole thing. And I haven't watched the This Is Me Now. And after seeing the documentary, I don't actually think I have a desire to see This Is Me Now.
Yeah.
But the documentary itself was awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was so good. And she showed herself in a way that was shocking to me because of how curated her image. You realize how curated her image is when you see this documentary. Because she talks about J-Lo as almost a character, as like a separate person. And what you're seeing is like, I don't know what she goes by, like in the house, what Ben calls her, maybe Jennifer. But you're seeing her as a human separate from her and what she's presenting to the world. And I'm talking no makeup.
Yeah.
No makeup. Some parts, I'm like, is she even wearing a bra? She's like in her pajamas. Yeah. She's like, most of the time I'm schlepping around like a granny in my house. Like, like she showed herself. And there was something about it where it kind of, there were some moments for me at the end where I was like, I think I'm getting what this is really about. And I thought the title was kind of cheesy, Greatest Love Story Never Told, because I assumed that it was about her and Ben.
Yeah, me too.
The beginning of it talks about all of these letters that Ben wrote her, that even when they weren't together, these love letters. And I don't want to, this isn't a spoiler. I think this will just make it more interesting. What this is actually about is her overcoming her addiction of needing to be desired and loved by the world and her finding true happiness within and what that means for an artist to create without, like there was a lot of things, Ash, I feel like you'll resonate with of like, because you've talked a lot about like being happy on the inside and not needing likes and things.
External
and
validation.
The business that you've been in for so long can do things to your mind, I feel like. And it has done things to her mind. And like what it means to still put forth the things that she loves as an artist, to create, to build.
Right.
But also to not let it get blurry with like what it means to have a true North Star, like within yourself of love. Oh my God, you're going to love it. I can't wait for you to see it. And the way, and there's some Ben in there. And one of the most profound moments was him talking about it in this framework. And he said, I realized as an alcoholic that there was not enough alcohol in the entire world that would satisfy my addiction. And he said, for her, there is not enough praise, adoration, fans in the entire world that will ever be enough.
Right.
So for her to do this because she wants to, he's like, how would I not support that?
Right.
Ah, I just thought it was so good. And she, like, age comes into play too. What do you say about Ben?
who cares, right? He clearly doesn't care what people think of him. But he comes off as not a super likable guy with when you just see what you see in the media of him. But like when I've seen him actually in interviews or little blurbs, like he's actually a very thoughtful, remarkable dude. Like very smart and poignant and impressive. And that's not at all what I feel like the world gets to see of him when he's just out there mean mugging everywhere he goes, you know, front row at the Oscars next to J-Lo looking like he would rather be in a grave, you know, like he just like.
That came up too. They talked about that like very briefly, but it came up.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's just like, she's like, okay. And it's actually probably very good for her to be with someone who isn't also obsessed with the public's perception.
Yeah.
Because it seems like he's not, right? And so that's a very good balance for her to be like, oh, okay, maybe I could prioritize something, you know, just to like have evidence that this isn't the end all be all. Because he doesn't seem to give a shit what people think. And at some point he probably did. But
there's moments where he's interviewing her. Their love story is obviously one of the major themes throughout, as well as age. You know, she's trying to keep up with what she wants to do with like an aging body and like letting go of the physical, like she's been presenting herself in a certain way and like this ownership, not ownership, but just acceptance of what it means to age, right? The dancing, the this, the that. But at one point he's interviewing her and he's behind the camera, but it was like, oh, was this supposed to be in there? You know, it felt that real. And he said, have you fully forgiven me? You know, like there was just a lot of pain that they inflicted upon one another. And I didn't realize when they broke up, it was 3 days before the scheduled wedding. Did you realize that?
Oh, I didn't know that either. No.
3 days. So things were dialed, dresses, bridesmaids, vendors, everything.
Yeah.
And they called it off 3 days before.
Who did that? He probably called it off.
They didn't get into the details of that, but they did say like the why was the attention. They crumbled under it. Mm-hmm. They were a lot younger and they talked about how they feel like the reason they were able to come back together is because they broke up and they went out and lived life and came back as better people, as parents and this whole thing. But I can't wait for you to
and
see
that makes
it.
Sense why she's a serial dater, but also married. I mean, she has tons of, she's been engaged a bunch of times, but like if you're constantly going through the world looking to be chosen, you know, you're putting up with all kinds of bullshit because you're like, oh, well, you're choosing me.
Yeah.
You know, okay, I'll take it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, low self-worth.
Right, low self-worth.
She talks about that like some of the things that she's accepted.
Yeah.
You know, because.
Wow.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Okay, great.
Ding, 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 ding. Let me talk about something else. I'm fanatical about this. You guys are all going to love it. And that's Factors. Okay, you might have seen, like, in my neighborhood, there's, like, the Factor van that's going around. pay attention to the name, Factor, Factor, Factor. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. Two-minute meals. Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. No prep, no mess. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. And they're flexible for your schedule. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. I love that I can go in there and hit, they have like an option for keto, which is how I like to eat. They have a lot of different options though for however, like what feels good for your body, whatever, however you want to eat. But it's awesome because they're pre-made. You put them in the microwave, just heat them up, and you're ready to go. And I love having these in my refrigerator for lunch, for when we need, just like we don't have bandwidth to think about it or put something together type dinner, just easy, dialed. They are incredible, and I'm so happy that I found them. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious.
Head to factormeals.com/withus50 and use code withus50 to get 50% off. That's code withus50 at factormeals.com/withus50 to get 50% off.
All right.
Okay.
Kate Middleton. Kate
has been seen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the photo?
Yes. In the car?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
What, do you have any thoughts about all of this?
Well, what I saw was a few things. One, I saw one saying, is it Kate or is it Pippa?
Right.
And then two, I saw someone, she's like a royal researcher or whatever, you know, and she's like, this is textbook. I'm going to be seen when I don't want to be like seen or talk to anybody. She's known for doing these like car sightings or whatever, when there's like things going on in their world and the media needs a photo, but she doesn't want to be like out and exposed to them. She does the car thing. So they obviously are very aware of what's being said about them right now for her to like make this appearance. And that's all that I really know.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell me what you thought? And then I'll say, oh, yes, I could see that.
I think people are having a heyday with all of the possibilities of what could be going on in the royals right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not only with her, but with Charles, with William backing out of that thing because of a personal commitment. Like cheating rumors between Will and Kate are flying around. Everywhere. I sincerely hope she is well, especially before this picture. It's like, oh, the kinds of rumors, whether you wanted to see him or not, that were going around were like, oh my, I really hope she's okay. I hope this isn't something really terribly awful. And she might have gone through something really terribly awful. So I feel sensitive to that of like, man, that kind of sucks that she felt the need to have to even put this out there, like because of all the rumors. And they did say like she's not going to be seen until Easter, so they did make it clear, and it's way more fun to have a field day with it, like all of the, you know, things. And to some degree, even I'm like, dude, what, like what is going on with Charles and William and Kate? But I also hope she's okay. And then this picture, you know, it's in, it does feel like intentionally sort of grainy, and like it's, I think, trying to be made to appear that it was out in the wild, but clearly it was intentional and staged.
She was with her mom.
Is that right? Right? I don't know.
I think she was with her mom.
But people saying it's not her. It's her. It's Pippa. That is Kate. Kate is alive.
Yeah.
She's,
we don't know if she's well, but she's
alive.
Know
if she's well. And we don't know what's going on. We'll never know what's going on with her and William.
I wouldn't be surprised if he is a little cheater McCheater, because I think his dad was a little bit of a scoundrel.
Yeah.
You know? And so, and like, that's what I, everything I do now, like I was talking to my sister about something. She's going through something right now. And I, she's telling me her version of the events. And then I say, I don't see it that way. I think this is what's going on. Or I think here's another way we could look at it. And she was like, sometimes it feels like you question things just to question things. And I started thinking about that. And I'm like, that is where I am now. Like in my life, and the understanding I have of the brain is like constantly running through what is motivating someone's behavior.
Yeah.
And you only know what you know. So you see your dad being a kind of a dirty dog to your mom, even if you know that's not who I want to be, or I don't, whatever. Like, and that's what happened with Tiger Woods. When you see that documentary, his dad was like disgusting to his mom. And then Tiger's out there sleeping with every, you know, it's like,
they don't have a strong male model.
Yes. What do they say? It's like your wounds are not your fault, but your healing's your responsibility, or something like that. Right. So it's like, you can't say, well, this is all I knew. But same with Tristan, Tristan Thompson. There's a clip of him talking to like Kylie or Kendall, one of them. And he said, like, what I've learned in therapy was like, I never had a version of love displayed for me. Like, I didn't know, you know, I never really knew it. And he's like not trying to excuse what he did. But I do think that there is, someone does what Tristan does is like the world's going to write him off as a piece of shit. Same with Tiger. But it's like deep down, that is someone struggling for sure. Like, you don't want to hurt the person that you love or your family. And I think if William's cheating on Kate, I don't feel like that is who he wants to be. Who wants to be a cheater, first of all? So I do think he's in pain. I also think probably he doesn't know better. I also think none of us will have any idea ever, ever what it's like to be a royal and the pressures that they're under. Kate, you know, people can say like, well, she signed up for the royal life, because that picture is also like, it looked like to me like she definitely didn't want to be doing it. It looked like her hand was forced. Like, okay, I guess I'll have to go take a fucking picture for the people so they can shut up about my life. Like, whatever, right? But her life is to some extent out of her hands because she's decided to marry into the royal family. And now she's like, divorce is not really a thing.
Yeah.
I feel like Charles and Diana, that was very rare, very rare. But it's not really a thing, right? That they're allowed to get divorced. So then you just have to tolerate living a life. And right. And so then people can say like, well, she knew what she was getting into, but you don't. You just have no idea what life is going to be like until you're living that life. How could she know what being the next queen was going to be like until she is living the next queen with three kids and a husband that isn't showing up for her the way she thought he was going to, or whatever, right? Like, you don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It all just seems really like, I don't know. I have empathy for all of the royals, and they didn't choose it. Like, you're just born into this. I mean, Kate chose it, right? But like, again, she didn't know what she was choosing. The rest of them, you're born into it.
Yeah.
It's chosen for you, this life. And you could buck the system like Harry, but that's still, you don't escape the heat.
Yeah.
And the attention.
And William and Kate are way more trapped.
Oh, yeah. Way, way, way. Yeah, because if he does something, then what? Like, because Harry can't be king now, right? Because he's, so then it would be putting his kids up? Like,
yeah, it would be William's kids.
Yeah, it goes before Harry,
it'd
right?
Be like child kings. Yeah, oh yeah. He's, right. Harry's so, like way down the list.
Yeah. So they're very trapped.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like that is as glamorous as people make the royals look.
Never in a million
zero
years.
Zero part of that. Zero.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you. The Biebers.
Did oh,
you
yeah.
see there was one of the Baldwins, was it Haley's dad? Came out yeah, and said, so. Like, send prayers to the Biebers. And then the rumor on the street was that the Biebers, the Biebers were not happy about that.
Yeah.
And no one really knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's rumors. Dumois said that what it is 100% related to Justin and his like mental and overall well-being.
Oh.
But we don't know.
I was thinking something with like a baby situation.
Oh.
Miscarriage or like.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I thought I'd heard them at some point talk about like they do want kids and they were trying or something like a couple of years ago and then they still haven't had them yet. So that's where my brain went.
Yeah.
But I also did think it was inappropriate of him to put that out there.
Especially knowing.
Yeah.
What that would do.
Yeah. That it's getting the tongues a wagon.
And maybe it was just a slip up, but still you can't afford to make that when you have very, very, very famous family.
Yeah. Did you, speaking of the Baldwins, I just saw, I think this morning, that the armorer that was on the set of that movie got convicted of manslaughter.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
And so then I was like reading through the comments and lots of people were like, yeah, she should have. Like it was her job to, that's what an armorer is keeps safety around guns or whatever on these sets. But also that this does not, like if she's going to be convicted, Alec pulled the trigger. So how does it, you know, and then there the other comments were like, if you see Alec and the director or something get off on this, then you know there's a flaw in the system that men, white men once again prevail, white wealthy men prevail or whatever. I don't know. I mean, it's all, everyone's all cynical and, you know, gross energy in the comments, but it's very interesting to see.
The whole thing is sad. All of it is sad.
Yeah, I'm curious about her family thing. Like the woman that
died. Helena died. That's horrific and awful and terrible. And it's a tragedy because it was a movie they were filming. Like that should have never happened in a million years. Yeah. And whoever is at fault, clearly there was no intent. Like, so it's just a tragedy all around. And there's so many victims. There's just so many victims of any kind of senseless tragedy, right? But I'm curious about how like evidence was presented and what went into it. Because again, this woman who's now in jail, clearly there was no intent for wrongdoing there. So it feels more like a precedent of like, okay, this is something that happened on a movie set. And how do we treat this if this were to happen again? And like, how does this help the industry create protection and guardrails and procedures? Because it seems like there was a clear either lack of those or a like violation of those things. And like, how was that determined that it was on her and not like,
because it was a jury trial too. So yeah, it wasn't like one judge's opinion. Like it was like 12 people collectively were like, we have to hand this conviction down.
Because this woman, who did she report to on the movie set? Was she trained maybe properly? Was she, right? Like I'm thinking not to shift ownership, but like, where do you draw the line of whose fault it is? And how was it determined that it was her fault versus some other failure in the business of this movie?
I don't understand. How can we carry around computers that literally connect us to the whole world, no matter where we are, internet, stream, it's everywhere. How can we land on the moon? How can we create things like Avatar and yet can't create a gun that looks like a legitimate gun but is a prop? Like, why are we still using actual bullets and firearms on a movie set? That's confusing to me.
Yeah.
I don't understand why we don't have like a really legitimate looking prop armor, right, like gun. That's wild to me. And why are there bullets? Why would you, even if you're using a real gun, why would bullets be anywhere near the, it just, that doesn't make sense to me. Why are we so advanced in so many ways, but we still have to take a gamble? Because apparently, I saw this in the comments, I didn't vet it out, but it was like, why, someone asked, like, why are we still using active guns on set when someone died on set a few years ago or whatever, which I didn't know about that. But like, yeah, if now two people have died from a movie set gun, what's going on?
What's going on?
I don't know. It just seems wild to me. That seems archaic that we're still using active guns and bullets on a movie set.
And in that way, it's good that we all haven't collectively just moved on, that this is something that, whether it's the right call or the wrong call, maybe they'll appeal, that we are sussing these kinds of questions out. Procedure, like what are we using? Why are we using them? And like creating safety.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Not that this is like a crazy issue. There's like way like bigger issues that kill way more people in the world. But this happened and it's, you want to see it.
It's a preventable accident.
Yes.
So yeah, it seems like.
Totally. Yeah. Brittany Mahomes fractured her back.
Yeah.
Did you see that? And the thing that she said is, hey, if you've had kids, like get your pelvic floor strengthened up. And I have talked about wanting to do that. I've done like some pelvic floor like exercises stuff, but I do feel like that's something that's like not talked about probably enough. So I love that she said that, that she's a public figure and she's like, hey, do this. You know,
I feel like it was also a wild thing to throw out there without any context.
What?
like to be, she says like, hey, if you've had kids, work on your pelvic floor. Sincerely, someone with a fractured back. And then her next screen is like, but hanging out with my homies on vacation will help. I'm like, what is happening? How did you fracture your back? Are you okay? Are you, you're walking, you're vacationing, you're flying somewhere? You're with your kid. Like, tell me more. You know what I mean? It's just like a wild thing to throw. And then no one has any answers. And all these media agencies are reporting on it, but they don't know what to report because they're just like basically just saying this is what she posted on her stories. And I saw the stories in real time and I thought, that has to be old. Like maybe she fractured her back a long time. Because I see her, I mean, I saw her at the Super Bowl. She's walking, now she's on vacation with her family. But a fractured back sounds pretty significant.
Yeah.
So I just feel like it was kind of a wild thing to throw out there without any context.
Yeah, she's moving around. She's okay. I'm looking at her stories right now. She's on her feet.
Yeah.
So fair point. That is kind of a wild thing.
Don't you? I mean, it's not. Hey, and it's like,
my back's broke.
Yeah. My fractured. A fractured back because of pelvic floor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And I feel like a lot of people that follow her are probably moms and are like, wait, what?
What?
Is it happened? What? Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Well, hopefully she's
Let's
good.
Bring it home.
Oh.
Let's rant and rave.
Okay. Well, my rant I talked about is just shitty sleep. And there's no rhyme or reason why I feel like I have that happening for me right now. But I don't like it.
Yeah.
That's
it's
it.
Annoying, especially when you're like, oh, I'm going to get the best night's sleep tonight.
Yes.
And you know
you go
it.
To bed. You think you're doing the right thing. You're going to bed early. I did that two nights in a row.
Yeah.
In bed by 9, two nights in a row.
Oh.
Worst sleep ever.
Robbed.
Yeah, I know. And then it affects like your whole next day.
It does.
Everything.
You're thrown off the whole day.
I feel like then I'm craving more sugar. I don't have, like my body isn't functioning. Like energy, I
patience
feel fine.
Patience is hard.
Your patience is, yes. Yeah. All of it is
when
just.
You're not feeling physically 100%, being tired is a huge thing.
Yes.
The ripples in the next day are the worst.
Right.
The absolute worst part. And I get, if I'm not sleeping well, I get anxious thinking about that.
Right. Yeah.
Of like, oh no.
Uh-huh.
My rant, I feel like both of my children have access to really nice water bottles and sources of water and cute things. I buy them things with tigers on it. And Ben has a Darth Vader Star Wars cup and things with straws and all the parts work. And they have lots of really cute things that they should love that are vehicles for water. And yet, the most interesting water sources to them are whatever I have.
Right.
Let me tell you, what I have are things that mommy doesn't want to share.
No.
So I have.
Especially because they'll be like having crackers and then they go to your straw and they leave like goldfish remnants or whatever.
Yes.
You're like, okay, I guess I'm not drinking that again.
I can see the backwash just going down and around. And it never fails that I'll have just put my Owala, which is my new favorite one, or my Stanley, or my Simply Human, my big water tumblers that I love, and they're clean and I've got fresh ice and I just fill them all the way up.
Yeah.
Right. And then they've got some nerve because these water bottles are legit half LA size. They're half the size of her body. And I try and keep them up, but I like to carry my bottle around. And then when they see it, it's like this thing, especially Ellie, where if she sees something and she can't have it, then it's like, oh my goodness. But there are times where I'll turn around and she's holding my water bottle, like walking across the house. I'm like, this is a hazard. Like the big straw, if you fall.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Or drinking it. You can't drink. Like, no. Or like, though, if it drops on their little feet, their little toesies, these things are like bricks.
Yeah.
My water bottles are bricks. But really,
speaking
the backwash.
Yes.
Fractured backs. The chunks of food that I know with one sip are going to be immediately, I got to toss the whole thing and refill. It's just.
And then, like, it's so cute, though, when they say, Mom, can I have a sip of your water?
Yeah.
And you're like, what are you supposed to say? No, get your own.
Here you go.
It's like, okay, here. But it is that inner turmoil of like, okay, I just filled that up. I'm just, so now I'm just going to waste a whole 40 ounces of water.
Yeah. Ben says, I'll be really careful and I'll use both hands. Mm-hmm. So he gets ahead of it, you know?
Right, Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And then they drink more water than they ever have when they have my water bottle. Like, let's go. Like,
let's
they are going to take their shot. Like, they're drinking that down.
Yeah.
But I've even gotten them the little versions of like, Ben has a Star Wars Simply. And I'm like, it's just what it's going to always be whatever I have. That's just
right. It's like the same thing of like you spend all this money on Christmas presents or birthday presents and then they like the cardboard box or the water bottle or the wrapping paper, whatever, you know. It's like, oh
yeah,
okay,
of course, of course you do. All right, what's your rave?
I mean, I don't feel like I came up with any great raves this week. I'm like, what are the best things happening? And there's stuff that I've talked about before.
Yeah.
It's like family bike rides, getting out and going for a run. My sister and Callan are coming this week. I'm very excited about that. So there's like good things happening, but I don't have any great stories to tell you about.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm overall doing well. I'm making friends. I'm having fun. I'm feeling at peace. I'm enjoying the kids. I love running. I love the weather. Blah,
These are
blah,
good
blah.
Things.
It's all good things, but
you
nothing really like new or like, oh my God, this one thing I have to tell you about. Like, I don't have
that.
You
have like
these,
sunshine
you know,
in your
things
world.
Things are good.
The sun is shining in your world.
The sun is shining.
And that is
literally
wonderful.
And figuratively.
And that is a beautiful thing.
We'll take it.
I don't know if this is a rave as much as we're going to close it down how we started when I was talking about I woke up in the middle of the night. And I don't think it was a midlife crisis per se. And it was probably, you know, come to think of it, last night before I went to bed, I was, you know, I have like in my Instagram feed all kinds of things. And at the top, it was this like therapist type post. And it was talking about how a lot of people are having like midlife type crises earlier than ever before, like in their 30s and 40s.
Okay.
And who knows how founded this is or if it's even real. But the caption was basically talking about how people in their 30s and 40s are people who have worked really, really hard in life and like come from a generation. Like we are like kind of a straightforward generation. We haven't done anything too crazy. Like we've put in our time. We've gone into corporate America or started businesses or whatever. And we've seen, it feels like we're doing, you know, you've said this before, like checking the boxes.
Yeah.
And overlaying that is this like world of crazy. Of like just absolute madness.
Yeah.
That we've seen a lot of just wild
things.
Like
the world is on fire.
Yes.
You mean kind of, yeah.
And these, a lot of people who are like, forget it. Forget this. Is this all there is? Am I just going to continue on within this and have to give my best and yet the world is this? Mm. So this intersection of that, I thought it was interesting. So I looked at the thread. And there were a lot of people who were like, my therapist didn't call it a midlife crisis. They called it an awakening where I did have light bulb moments in my 30s and 40s of like, I want to start doing this, stop doing this, continue doing that. Like this sort of just bigger assessment and then the confidence and boldness to actually listen and follow through on those things. And someone was like, I was doing this thing. And then I realized, no, I want to do that thing. And so I went and did that thing. And I became like a professor or whatever. It was like a cool thing to read. So I was just like kind of inspired reading through it. Not that I'm feeling like I need to do anything dramatic, but it just was an interesting thread. So I go to sleep and then I wake up, I have to go to the bathroom. And the very first thought that came into my mind, this is so dark. This is so dark, but it was like up for like 20, 30 minutes thinking about this. But the first thought that came into my mind was, and just bear with me because I'll brighten this up. The darkest thought, every person that I know is going to die.
Yeah. It's fair. It's true.
Every single person.
Yep.
My entire family, all of my friends, myself. Like this is very dark.
What a nice middle of the night.
Yeah. And I thought, holy shit, Colleen.
Yeah.
Why am I thinking this? And I could write it off. That's just, it's what, 2 a.m.? Why am I thinking this? Why is this thought here? What does this mean? I've never had this thought so profoundly before. And maybe it was this thread. But no one mentioned that in the thread. And then I just kind of sat with that thought in the middle of the night and this sort of feeling came over me, like just sort of like washed over me of we got to enjoy this now. We got to be a little less hard on each other. We have to probably care a little bit less about things that aren't that important because the end isn't going to change. That's just the reality of it. So can we just make it fun?
Yeah.
While we're here. And really that when I think about the fuel, and this was mentioned in Human Design, Erica has mentioned it to me, but like what is, it feels like it's like coming on me of like my true calling is life enjoyment. Really. And it doesn't have to be more than that because that's actually a lot. And like what that means to just embrace and enjoy people and experience and the now and prioritize that and try and let the rest go more easily is hard and important.
Yeah, because like that is probably the goal, right? Like life, I mean, depends what your belief system is, but yeah, like to enjoy life. You're here to evolve, like your soul's you know, evolution or whatever. And then the rest of it is a distraction. Like the meat, yeah. like what you choose for a career and who you choose to spend, like all of that's a little bit of just a distraction. How much money you make, what car you drive, where you live, like all of these things that society, the human society has really drilled and how we look, what size we are, right? All yeah. these things that is what matters. Cause I had a similar thought yesterday. I've been really just struggling with what the hell I want to do with my life yeah. and my relationship with social media and all of that. And I had this thought yesterday. It was like, it doesn't matter. You just do whatever you want to do. Like just post yeah. it. And who cares what people like, just put whatever you want out into the world. Cause like, it really doesn't matter at the end of the day, how successful you are, how viral a thing is or whatever. Like what matters is enjoying life. And I had a friend whose birthday was the other day and she said she had a tough birthday. So I checked in with her and I said, hey, you know, how was your birthday? And she goes, oh, you know, it was okay. Kind of some funky things that happened, but we're rock climbing here. We're skiing here. And I said, well, it sounds like you're living, which is the whole point of having yes. more birthdays. So like, I don't know what caused her to have a funky day, right? But I think the funky was probably those distractions. Mm-hmm. And the birthday is like the whole point is we're still alive. So like do yeah. something with it that feels good, not yeah. checking box, you know? Yeah. It is sort of this existential thinking, but I also find even if that is a dark thought, like grounding in that yes. or perspective in that.
Yes.
Yeah. It doesn't even feel morbid to me.
And like, so I brought it up with Chris.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
After we got the coffee, he's like, I'll tell you what I thought about last night. Yeah. And I laid yeah. it on him without warning.
Yeah.
And then I opened up with him about what I just opened up with here. And he said, I had a midlife crisis that I never told you about after I got laid off from my job right before COVID. He got laid off from work right before COVID. And he said, I realized, and it was something that stuck with me and I still have it, of like, you can't care about something so much that's never going to care about you back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, I made corporate America my family.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's never going to be your family.
Yeah.
It's never going to be your family. I think you can still have a healthy relationship with it mm-hmm. of like, but mm-hmm. just knowing capitalism, corporate America, they're always going to survive and they'll kill anybody off that they need to.
Yep.
But it's a transaction. And he's like, but I just, it always meant more to me than that. I gave it my all. I showed mm-hmm. up. I went over and above. You know, I've cared about all of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, it was like he had never opened up to me about that before. And it was just kind of liberating to think about. And I like this feeling of, huh, maybe this is what they mean when it's, maybe it's not that people are having these things earlier, but they always say your 40s are so awesome mm-hmm. because you can see things a little bit more.
Even J-Lo, like yeah. I mean, I know she's 50, but like you lived your whole life with all this insecurity and wanting external validation and praise and to finally be enough, to be chosen. And then she grows up and she realizes like, why have I been waiting on other people to choose? Why don't I just choose myself?
Yeah.
And then
I'm addicted to this and that's never going to be good.
Yeah.
That's going to be enough
praise in the world to fulfill this.
Yeah. It's
need.
Making me sick. It's making yeah. her sick.
Yes.
Anyway, well, on that note, wow. go have a great day.
You're having your girls' week. This is perfect. This is perfect. You're going to have your girls' weekend this yes. weekend. Just that's what it's about. Laughing, making memories, you know.
Experiencing it.
Living life.
Yep.
While we are above ground and not yes. below it.
Mm-hmm.
All and right, guys.
And well, with your sister, you know.
Yes, yes.
We love you. Go live.
Love you.
Just go live. Enjoy your effing lives. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Want more you can sit with us? How about another round of your favorite podcast?
We
same.
Sign me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get... Yeah. Raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad-free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron, $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day.
One day mm-hmm. out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Know? Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.